Let's say you're in the classroom, about 30 students. One student gets called up to do a problem on the board. He takes his time and doesn't get rushed by the teacher. Another student, different color, different skin than the first student, is called to do another problem on the board. He gets rushed and told he is doing everything wrong. This situation is called discrimination. Our names are Christian LaChica, Alexander Ceballos, Sofia Puma Abreu, and Mariana Gonzalez. And we are going to talk about discrimination.
Our human rights issue is discrimination. Quote, the unjust or prejudicial treatment of different categories of people, end quote.
Where is the human rights issue occurring? Discrimination is happening in the United States, China, Indonesia, Iraq, Jordan, Egypt, Iran, India, Malaysia, Qatar, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. As said, discrimination is very popular, which is a problem that us as humans need to take into consideration.
Discrimination is violating Article 14 of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. It states that discrimination occurs when you are treated less favorably than another person in a similar situation. This treatment cannot be objectively and reasonably justified. Discrimination can also occur if you are disadvantaged by being treated the same as another person when your circumstances are different. For example, if you are disabled or pregnant. This is violating the law by not following the words that it has set forth.
Something that is being done to help correct discrimination is services of equality and equities websites to show how bad the discrimination situation is to try to convince people to end it, and petitions to put down the United States president. He has wanted to change the U.S. by wanting to deport those of a different race or than Caucasian or white, which is a form of unjust treatment since race is something that we can't control.
On a website that's called 70 Years of Progress on Human Rights, Article 2 states a story that is called I Want to Live in Peace. It says, we only had food with us for 2 days, says 17-year-old Sanu. After entering Bangladesh, local villagers gave us food, and like other Rohingya before us, we entered the camp.
But how does that give an example of discrimination?
It also says in the website that Bangladesh has been hosting Rohingya refugees fleeing violence in Myanmar for nearly 30 years. The discrimination the minority Rohingya face in their home country has been described as a companion of terror, apartheid, even ethnic cleansing. Even as in the UN works to secure the conditions for their safe return, thousands continue to arrive in Cox's Bazar in desperate conditions. Of them, 51% are women.
This article gives an example of discrimination because of the race that they are and how bad it's been in their country, and it states for nearly 30 years. They have gone through this for 30 years of discrimination. And it also says in the website that UN Women and other humanitarian agencies are working to distribute essential relief items such as soaps, clothes, scarves, menstrual hygiene products, and flashlights to women.
Why should our peers care about this issue, and what can we do and our peers do about this issue?
Our peers should care about this topic because discrimination is a topic that is being questioned but not being addressed anywhere. One thing that my peers and I can do about discrimination is to set an example by treating people equally in the workplace, on the street, at home, and at school.
The thing about discrimination is that it happens everywhere. In the classroom, at home, at workplaces, or even places as simple as the park. Let's make a change to get rid of this unjust, unequal, and unfair action. People like the student doing a problem on the whiteboard cannot stand up for himself.
Help us stand up for those who can't for themselves. Let's make this change for the better to improve our community and our society.